640 AM WSBC. This is the Hoolies Hoolie, another week of crack with the Hoolie boys and Clay O'Brien. Hi, Clay. Bill is not with us tonight. He's going to be joining us, from what I've been told, shortly. He's suffering from the stomach flu, something he was very concerned about last week.
Yeah.
And it happened. Major loss in the Irish-American community last week. We lost 1953 Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Lattner has passed away.
Yes.
We made a crack last show about Lattner hanging out with Conor McGregor. That was one of our dream sequences that we had talked about.
Well, I, being a Fenwick man, you know, he is beyond
Fenwick High School, that is.
That's correct, in Oak Park, Illinois, where he attended high school and was a star, a standout, and went on to Notre Dame, but he, around Fenwick, I mean, he is a god.
Yeah, he used to come into Cavill's restaurant where I attended bar for a number of years, and he couldn't have been a nicer guy, and always very warm and welcoming. My dad wrote a column in the Chicago Sun-Times a number of years ago about him when he was doing a countdown to St. Patrick's Day sort of features article, and Johnny was, you know, nothing more but a very gracious guy, very wonderful guy. So we're saddened to hear of his passing. He was laid to rest today at St. Vincent Ferrer, my parish, believe it or not. Clay, I went to Notre Dame football camp in high school, and that was kind of my claim to fame when I showed up there, is that I had met Lattner before and knew him. And
interesting.
This was when Catholic League football players actually played football at Notre Dame.
Right.
That hasn't happened. Like, now there's like one guy on the team, but going back to the 50s, there were like 10 or 15 guys from the Catholic League that played on that team. Lattner's from an era of players that are no more.
Right.
He played both ways. He's on the 53 team. But to put it into perspective, he rushed for 1,724 yards and 20 touchdowns. He caught 39 passes, but this is the kicker. He also returned kicks, punts, and as a defensive back, intercepted 13 passes.
Amazing.
That's all world.
Yeah. And if they needed him to probably kick a field goal, he could do that too.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
But he never amped, like, whenever you asked him about that stuff, he was never, like, he never amped it up or wanted to, you know, he was always, like, more interested in, you know, where you grew up or
right
how your family was doing.
I'm sure he was tired of talking about it.
I'm sure he was. But, I mean, he used to, I believe it was his Heisman ring was stolen once and he found it years later. There's a lot of legendary stories surrounding him. So I'm
believe
sure
it or not, those guys were a lot tougher than players today.
I would guess so.
I used to have a poster of him in my bedroom growing up.
Yes.
And one thing I always thought is there was no face mask. It was just a leather helmet, you know? I was mm-hmm. like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So long, Johnny Lattner. I want to remind everybody that the show is sponsored by our presenting sponsor, McCann's Irish Oatmeal. I'm sure Johnny had plenty of McCann's Irish Oatmeal in his day. That's what fueled his great ball play.
Game day. Game day only.
Yeah. We also have a new sponsor on the show. I'll read the copy. It doesn't matter if you're in the old country with no snakes or the city of big shoulders. We live in a world full of terrible smells like skunks and sports gear, baby diapers and cigarette smoke, unshowered CTA patrons, and worse. When the stink gets too strong, turn to the power of Fresh Wave Natural Odor Eliminators. Fresh Wave products eliminate odors without the use of toxic chemicals or masking fragrances. Inside, you'll find just plant oils and water naturally destroying bad smells at a molecular level.
Close.
Fresh Wave is safe to use anytime, anywhere, on any odor imaginable. So ditch those air fresheners full of harsh ingredients and phony floral smells. Choose natural odor eliminators from Fresh Wave. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and The Container Store. To learn more about Fresh Wave and to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer, visit freshwaveworks.com today. How about that?
Beautiful.
Could have done a little better on the read.
Molecular. That's what you want.
Fresh Wave, new sponsor.
I wonder if that'll work in the diaper genie thing I got, because that thing is like...
Ooh, yeah, that's what it's designed for.
It is beyond funky.
I bet they'll be selling a lot of it at the dispensaries here in Chicago.
They should.
You know, mask that
Smart. Weed
smell, things of that nature. Oh, I hear the door going. It must be Brother Bill. He's arrived. He's taking care of his flu bug. Bill, how are you? I'll let you get situated. Clay, look at the beard
hey,
on this
what's
guy.
Going on?
I was hoping he would have like a surgical mask on because I don't want to get sick.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my gosh.
Like you look like you had it was like you had SARS or something all week.
It was the worst thing I've ever had to go through.
The I don't worst know. Thing funny that you talked about it too.
Have you? I know. I was talking about it last week.
About,
it was like
your roommate had it, so you caught it from him, huh?
Well, he had it, and then I was at work on Friday night. I was bartending at Duffy's, and the girl who was working with me probably around, I want to say like 11:30 at night, turned to me and said,
look
cough,
look
right
how
in your face.
Look how I'm sitting. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Don't get near me.
I'll put on plenty of hand sanitizer. No one has to touch me.
Put it on your face.
She turned to me and she said, hey, I'm feeling a bit nauseous. Do you mind if I sit down? I'm looking at her. I'm going, well, maybe you're feeling nauseous because
you just had
a couple shots of Irish whiskey.
Yeah.
But, it wasn't until Sunday afternoon. I mean, I came down with this on Saturday, Friday night, but Sunday afternoon it was dawning on me. I was going, hey, wait a minute. Didn't she tell me she was feeling nauseous? Then I asked her, I said, you didn't happen to be sick earlier in the week? And she said, yes. And I said, did you have the stomach flu? And she said, well, sort of, kind of. And I went,
what is sort of, kind of?
I got that in a text. Uh-huh. So I was like, I must have, you know, I mean, the odds were against me if she was that. And then and my roommate, but.
Did she cough on you? Is that how you think you got it? Don't cough on me.
No.
Don't cough at all.
I don't know. She's a very beautiful woman. She could actually cough on me anytime she likes, but.
So you're pleased with this result?
No, I am not pleased with this result. I don't wish it on anyone. I mean, this is the type of stuff that if you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend and they gave this to you, it could be breaking up time.
I mean,
that's how angry you'd be about it.
Is that the reason for the beard growth? I see.
Beard growth was partially part laziness last week, and then it turned into being sick, and then.
Are you going to let this go? Looks like you shaved it.
I think I'm
going to
rock
bit,
it till
trimmed it up
I think
a bit.
I might rock it till around St. Patrick's Day.
Ooh.
Dye green.
No, not dye green. Sorry.
Although you're feeling green all week.
There's a little gray in there. So we'll see what that looks like. This is my first experimentation. I've never actually.
I like that. The gray
seen
beard.
The gray look in the beard, but we'll see what it looks like.
Bill, I was just mentioning to Clay that we lost Johnny Ladner this week, an icon in the Chicago sports scene.
Yeah, very sad.
And we also have we have a new sponsor, Fresh Wave.
Right.
I just read the copy.
Right.
And tonight's guest, we can ask her about, it's Catherine Morley. She's a columnist in the Irish American News.
Uh-huh.
She writes a column called Herself. It's kind of all about her and what it's like to be a young woman in the millennial age, in the Irish American community. And we're going to talk to Catherine after these short messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
Tell him your story. 1240 AM WSBC. This is the Hooli's Hooli. We are back. Clay, did you have a good Valentine's Day with your wife?
No.
No?
I wasn't with my wife on Valentine's Day. Really? I went to the monster truck rally with
Brendan. We knew that. I knew that. And how did that work out?
It was amazing.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I did see that you wore the Guns N' Roses t-shirt like you promised you were going to do.
And I took a picture for you.
Yes, you did.
It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
Did you see the Grammys?
It was cooler than the Grammys.
Okay.
It was 1,000 times cooler than the Grammys. It had a truck with spikes on the roof.
Yeah.
And then it flipped up a hill and landed and stuck into the ground, upside down. fire shot up.
And that's what that is.
It was loud.
I was
really
just gonna
loud.
Say, how loud was it?
It was insanely loud.
I mean, even was like with Brendan. I noticed he put in the earplugs.
I did have the earplugs.
Which he's still like, it's so loud.
He jumped a couple times when they revved him up, and I was holding him the whole time.
Took my 2-year-old son to the monster truck. Really.
There was a lot
Not
of people like me there, though. A lot of young, kind of didn't
like
look
dads
like
they, or just young guys that were
guy
like
next
by
to me
themselves.
Was like
I live for this, man.
Guy next to me was like Logan Park dad, you know, like hipster kind of.
Yeah,
with his like 2-year-old.
Any kids with tattoos?
Tons.
Tons of young children.
I did
tattoos?
See one lady with like an infant there, which I was like, that's a little weird. Huh?
Boy, I remember when we were kids, Bigfoot was the name of the big truck, if I remember
There's
correctly.
Gravedigger. He's
and
the big one.
Gravedigger was big. Vienna's Lunchbox was
but
another
one. But now they
one.
Look, they're all very futuristic looking. They don't look like trucks anymore. They look like, they're like skulls and weird shapes. It's not what
like
it used to be.
Pikachu with big
There are a lot of dogs,
tires.
Actually. A lot of the cars are dogs. Really? Like, they have big ears, and it's something to see.
Interesting.
Let's make the cars like dogs.
Let's make them like dogs. They're getting all muddy anyway.
Hey, you were talking about the Grammys.
Yeah, I mentioned that because we had gone on a Guns N' Roses riff there for a second, and I noticed that Duff McKagan and Matt Sorum were playing with Hollywood Vampires. I believe that's the name of the group. That's
like
Alice Cooper's group with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Right.
They were doing a tribute to Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead. Did you happen to check that out?
No, was it pretty good?
It's all right.
Yeah,
a lot of people are hating on Johnny Depp. Why?
People don't like that crossover.
They don't like the fact that he can be a movie star. Like, why is Johnny Depp playing guitar with Joe Perry? Because he can.
It's like he's a wannabe. Like Kevin Bacon. People don't like him for that same reason.
Yeah, but the Bacon brothers, I suppose, came from a musical lineage, I believe, before any of them were actors. I don't think Johnny Depp does, though. He's from Kentucky.
hey, I got a question for you, Pat.
Yeah,
I noticed that your infatuation and your love for Pitbull continues. And,
yes, it does, Pitbull.
And you put a thing on Facebook.
I knew my rent was going to be late about a week ago. I worked my tail off.
Now he played a song, Taxi, with, who was the chick? Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
Was it a good performance? I don't know. I actually went and tried to Google it. To watch it right after I saw your Facebook comment the next day. And I was like, what's he talking about? Yeah. I happen to be a Pitbull fan myself.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. He's taking the world by storm. He's Mr. International,
he's
everybody. It's
I want to be the Irish Pitbull.
Do you think Pitbull's got
Conor McGregor's the Irish Pitbull.
I guess so, yeah. You have to like that kind of.
Pitbull's got a car that looks like a dog or a truck?
Yeah, probably. I'm sure like chains.
He's got
and
everything.
Stuff. What do you associate? Like DMX has got a kind of a.
He's always been the dog guy for me, or Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
He's the original dog.
DMX is a rapper for those people that are wondering, what is DMX?
Yeah. DMX is falling on hard times.
He's
so.
A rapper, yeah. It sounds like an old tape
brand. Keep the DMX family in your prayers this season.
Keep the DMX family in your prayers this St. Patrick's holiday season.
The DMXs.
All right.
There it is.
Our guest tonight has a column on the Irish.
What?
Yeah. Pitbull. Yeah. In the Irish American News, she's been writing it for about the past year. It's called Herself. I read her column that is in this month's February issue, and it has to deal with millennials and online dating. And I was intrigued. It was very well written, and I invited her on the show. Please welcome Catherine Morley to the program. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're
now,
welcome.
How long have you been writing for the Irish American News?
You said it, about a year.
Okay, and what compelled you to start writing a column? Were you pushed into it by your dad? Your dad is also a columnist there. I know what that's like.
He is.
We have a radio show because of that kind of stuff.
You know, it's not
I think
bad.
It's called nepotism.
It's good. You know, he had a hand in it, but mm-hmm. I think it's nice to have a younger perspective in the Irish American newspaper. You
it know, absolutely
there's,
is.
There's a new generation, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you came up with the title yourself, but it's called Herself. The inspiration is that just because you're like, I'm going to write about anything about me?
No, I mean, I didn't want to be tied down to any kind of specific topic, but isn't that something they like sell at Irish Fest and stuff? Herself,
oh, yeah himself, herself.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so that's a thing. I'm
it's
not.
It's a play on words.
I didn't make it up.
Yeah. Now, this recent column, are you single yourself? I presume
I am
so. That's
single,
what I gathered
yes.
from the column,
yes.
And that compelled you to write a nice piece about looking for love online, I suppose.
Yes.
And let's hear a little bit about that, your experience. You sort of touch on the point that there's upsides and downsides to this whole, like millennials.
I'm intrigued.
Bill is single as well. Bill, have you been on the online dating scene at all? Have you ventured into this?
I've never
Tinder?
Been.
Tinder?
No, I'm not a part of Tinder.
Farmers only?
No. Here's the thing. I have perused those websites.
Yeah.
And you know, I've never actually
purely for research.
Purely for research. Yeah, it's kind of like the I don't know if you heard that.
You're just
that,
looking for other people who like Pitbull.
Well, no, you know that
you Pitbull know, fan group.
You know yeah. that joke where you know, it's the kid goes into the confessional and he says to the priest, you know, hey, you know, I've had some these kind of actions with women or whatever, and he said,
sure.
you know, was it this? The priest says, was it this girl? And the kid says, no. And then he says, what about this girl? No, you must tell me, you know, I need to know. And he goes through a litany of all the girls, and then the kid says, no, no, no. And finally, the kid gets his usual, and he gets out of the confession. He turns to his buddy, and his buddy says, hey, you know, how'd it go? What happened? He goes, oh, I got the usual, you know, 10 Hail Marys, 10 Our Fathers, and he goes, and 5 new leads. You know, that's kind of sometimes I think what the online dating is for some. I could be for some people. I guess that's the way I've looked at it. Who's on here? You know.
Yeah. What's your experience with it, Catherine? Is that sort of what you discovered as well?
It is really awkward when you see someone on there that you know in real life, yeah, and they send you a message like, "Hey, I know you."
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're
that
like,
"That is not."
Especially
fun.
When they're half nude.
Hey, you're on here too, huh?
I like the guy on the dating profile who like takes the shirtless pic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
holding the bass,
stands in front of his car. Look what kind of car I got. I got a Honda.
I've actually seen
a Honda Pilot.
I've actually seen women's profiles before where it said, you know, if you message me for, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, I can't really say them over the air, but,
oh.
You know, like, you know, if you message me about, you know, of some sort of a sexual innuendo, or if you ask
uh-huh.
for, you know, if you're just looking for a hookup,
oh.
Or if you have pictures of yourself shirtless.
Oh.
Yeah. Do not expect me to respond to your message. That's what it said. That's
yeah,
what some
yeah,
of these
yeah.
girls have written
oh, yeah.
in their profiles, which I find.
It's all scary.
And then I start thinking, I'm going,
no wiener
how many
picks.
Guys out there?
That's what they're saying.
How many
you
guys
would be surprised.
Are there a lot?
A lot.
Because I didn't think, you know, I mean, I'm like, well, mine must look completely normal.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it resulting in marriage? That's what I want to know.
You know, I was reading before I came here that they say a third of marriages are coming from online dating.
But it's weird because I was at a party.
That's real weird.
I mean,
that's
good. That's good, though. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess it's easy for people who don't want to go to bars and all that stuff. I understand
sure,
that.
Sure, sure.
But I was at a party a couple weeks ago, Super Bowl, and I met someone, and then I met their significant other. And I'm
right.
like, so how'd you guys meet?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, online. And I kind of got like,
it's what's
like
that?
Asking, it's like asking a girl if she's pregnant and you don't know if she is or not.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
yeah.
that feeling. I'm like, oh. I'm like, because I don't know if they're embarrassed about it or what.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
she
yeah.
said it, so I'm like, God. I'm like, sweet.
I know a couple the same way. Actually, I know a couple. I'm not going to release their name. I was at your wedding, Clay. And I remember
it was a good time.
I was at the bar with a specific gentleman, and I said to him, I said, hey, you got a date here. You know, how'd you meet her? And he goes, online.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up marrying her.
Kidding.
She turns out to be, you know, here's a funny thing I've noticed about some of these online dating things, and I'm sure that Catherine could probably
attest.
Yeah, is that especially, you know, you forget how small of a community Chicago can be sometimes, or some
mm-hmm.
of these big cities, and the 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah.
So that, I, you know, ironically, you know, after talking to this gentleman and his date that night, who's now his wife, I actually knew some of her friends.
Right.
He did too. You know, so it was like, Yeah, they met each other online, but there was a sixth degree of separation where he already had known people that she was acquaintances with.
Right? Yeah.
So I think that kind of lessens the blow of the shot, you feel a little bit more comfortable around this person knowing, well, this person already knows other people, so.
Totally.
If they kill me, there's other people out there
that will find me
and know that this is the person that killed me.
Now, Catherine, one of the things you touched upon in your article
I know that Mike's looking at me going, wow, talk about taking it to the, I know.
Billy's not feeling all right.
Catherine, you touched upon in the article that one of the things that you sought out is obviously you are a Catholic and you would like to be with someone who's of the Catholic faith.
Yes, I would like to get married in the church.
Sure. And you notice that is not something that seems to be catching on so much with millennials.
No.
Is that they sort of, they might mention their faith, but then bum wrap it at the same time.
Yeah, you know, a lot of them, you can specify what you're searching for. So if you say,
Sites are these? What sites have you been to?
I looked at Match.com, and then I looked at CatholicMatch.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But with Match.com, so you can specify what religion or other things too, you know, what you're looking for. And if you specify Catholic, a lot of them will come back Catholic and laughing about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which
Catholic, just laughing about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's like, why do you have to say that? I don't know.
Because they don't want people to think they're nuts, I suppose.
Well,
right.
But why can't you just say Catholic? Like, does that. That equals nuts?
Well, I think that when you look at
it, because the media has made it not cool to
Which
be Catholic anymore.
I think it's a shame.
It's a horrible thing. Tell that to Pope Francis. You know, he knows all about
it. Yeah, I love Pope Francis. I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, he friended me on Facebook.
I'm sure he did personally.
I got to look at this.
I saw it, and it said Pope Francis is on Facebook. I went, hey, I'm going to friend him. And I friended him, and then like minutes later, I got a message. Hello, my son. How are you? How's your week going? By the way, I know a Nigerian who has a couple of suitcases of money stuck in a safety deposit box in LaGuardia Airport. if you message me your credit card number, here we go. Pope Francis is in on it too now.
Let's get 1,000 altar boys typing those messages.
Yeah.
Catherine, we're going to come back after a quick moment. I'm going to play a song, Mike. Been on a little riff lately with the Smiths. You like Johnny Marr and the Smiths?
Yeah.
This one's called Money Changes Everything. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's the Smiths with Money Changes Everything, the very recognizable, distinguishing sound of Johnny Marr. Johnny Maher born.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep, big fan of the Smiths. Catherine, who did you listen to growing up? Were you a big Irish music proponent, or were you all over the place?
I'm all over the place. I'm the youngest of five, so I've got all kinds of, you know, I got all kinds of older siblings, so I was all over the place.
Yeah, now your dad has been a columnist with the IA News. He's been involved in the Irish-American community most of his life.
Yeah.
He's a New Yorker originally, correct?
Yes, Brooklyn.
Have you guys ever gotten back out there to meet that side of the family, the New Yorkers?
I have not.
Really?
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, maybe I that's where not. Love is. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, like, yeah. I don't know.
What else have you discovered in the online dating game? Obviously, you know, you're kind of optimistic and down on it. What do you think it says for our generation? Do you think that our generation of people are going to believe in marriage, or do you think this is like something that's kind of fallen by the wayside?
I mean, I think our generation has almost given up on marriage. I think they have a lot of different beliefs than the last generation, but online dating is... I don't know. I didn't. Maybe I didn't give it a fair chance, but I did not enjoy it.
I think the way that I've noticed about it, just from me kind of perusing, like you said, the different sites, and like you said, there is there's so, because it's a profile of yourself. You know, it's almost like you're going into a job interview.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, well.
Yeah, you're judged instantly.
You're judged right. Instantly. And usually it's like some people feel that, you know, what their and you can actually tell by the profile how they perceive reality. You know
right.
What I mean? How they're looking, you know, so if it's like a pictures of like, you know, if you see pictures of women in scantily clad clothes and in bikini, you know, and all that kind of stuff, you're looking at
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Well, the one thing you're looking at him, and what I'm thinking is, here's an incredibly insecure woman. Uh-huh. She happens to be pretty, but the fact that she has to...
Why would you say that, man? She just lacks her hotness.
I'll tell you what, you dated an insecure girl for quite a while, and you tell me how you feel after a while. I mean, it's not...
It's an attention getter.
Was your ex wearing a lot of bikinis around the house?
We're not going to get into my ex. My ex was a wonderful person. Okay, we'll leave it at that.
But is
a wonderful person. Yes. But no, I'm just by these online websites. You know, what I mean, it's like
the rest of the world. It's 99% looks and it's 1% everything else.
Right.
Like, that's why
right.
George Clooney's famous.
Right. And know? Like what Catherine was saying, like when somebody says, oh, you know, let's just
good
you know, somebody might write
he's
religion
right.
Catholic and laughing about it. All right, that's obviously someone who is insecure. That they're going to be judged if they're passionate about their faith.
Very true.
And I think that that's what
but isn't
I'm...
that why there's like Christian Mingle and all that kind of catered to that?
Right. Yeah. Well, I tried Catholic Match for the sake of this article,
mm-hmm.
and I found two matches in the Chicagoland area.
Really?
Wow.
So,
were they hot?
No.
Oh, man.
So I mean that's not.
Mom was a priest.
So here's somebody promising.
Here's somebody judging already.
Well, yeah. No, that should be the name of the
well,
site.
That's the
Are
thing.
You hot?
It's like an
com.
Advertisement. You know,
it's probably there already.
It is.
Well, I think that everybody when they go on these dating and websites, they're looking for someone who is obviously going to fulfill their fantasy of who they feel they should be with,
whatever
what they should look like,
right?
How much money they should make, how they should dress. What kind of personality they have, you know, whether or not their parents are married, whether or not they have siblings. There's, you know, it's like
it's criteria.
All this criteria. And to be realistic, the person that you're probably going to fall in love with is not going to have every single quality that you're looking for in a person.
Yeah.
Always. There has to be compromise within a relationship and all that kind of stuff. And you have to actually have some guts and give it a chance to go into it. And I think that a lot of the reasons
Billy
these people
talking to two married guys.
If you don't look like Pitbull or you don't look like Brad Pitt,
you guys made sacrifices to get married. It's an incredibly important thing to do, and it's a sacrament within the Catholic faith. It's obviously a huge leap within.
Although
you know,
I made a very millennial mistake.
What's that?
I had a child before marriage.
Yes, you did.
Which seems to be more common than ever.
Everybody's doing that now.
I wouldn't recommend it, but it seems to be the case. Clay, how'd you meet your wife?
We met actually through, it's funny, her cousin babysat for my brother. So we were kind of set up in that regard.
Oh, you got set up.
Kind of, yeah. So when we met for the first time, we honestly didn't know
anything about
each other. Had never seen each other before in person or talked on the phone even, really.
Did you see a picture of her at all? Or was it like a blind date? You did? And you were like, all right, okay. Go on a blind date. That looks good. Yeah.
I said, let's go.
Yeah.
But then again, the picture was a great picture.
Yeah.
Had the picture not been of that person,
I think
that might have been
something else. We don't see a lot of anymore, is it? And I'm sure.
That would be a great social experiment. Put a picture of yourself up that you don't look good. Like just a bad picture of yourself. See where that goes. Maybe you'll meet somebody genuine.
Here's the thing, though, about that.
Or real ugly.
Put a picture of your foot. Put a picture of your foot up there.
You might get a lot of responses.
I truly believe that a lot of these
people. Well, see, there's too many fetishes out there.
I truly believe that a lot of these people that are going online are
IrishFootMatch.com.
Oh, you can wear. How about a picture? How about a picture of you with a little girl's knitted hat, maybe?
Ooh,
yeah, like the one you were wearing last week.
I decided not to wear that tonight, but that would have gone over well.
Yeah,
you get a lot of hits, buddy.
Yeah.
I think that the overall thing about these dating websites, when we think about our grandparents and a lot of the old Irish and how they would meet, is that they would have these Friday night dances, right?
Sure.
And I think they still do this step dancing up at the Irish American Heritage Center and stuff like that.
Yeah. And in R. Kelly videos.
Yeah, but now everything is about obviously social media and then the meetups, but there's no,
everything's convenience. Everything's fast food.
It's got to be fast, fast.
Big Macs.
As far as like sitting down in group atmosphere, sitting down, having normal conversations without being intoxicated at a club or a bar.
Right.
Seem like work to a lot of these millennials, I think.
Everybody
wants everything instantly and fast.
That's why the old St. Pat's Block Party was a great deal because it's really like taking that kind of digital thing away from you and be like, here's the people.
You're right, Clay. That is a good point right there. That has been responsible for putting more people, Irish people, together than any sort of other event in town over the last decade or more.
It's just a ploy by them to repopulate the earth with Irish Americans, basically.
Nothing wrong with that.
I hope they can listen to this show. There are things on these.
But there needs to be more of that. I mean, it shouldn't be just Old St. Pat's. Right. That should be every church in the city.
There are people on these dating websites that they'll set up things called groups. So what they'll do is they may be a bartender or a promoter.
Sounds dirty.
And they'll send out, but they'll message
the
just.
The word group
they'll
sounds
look
dirty.
For. You can type,
online in group.
You can type in a demographic of what you're looking for.
Tim Allen's here.
Can I finish for a second, thanks?
Yeah.
You can type in for a demographic that you're looking for, and then when they pop up, you can actually say, hey, you're invited to this bar, this social event.
Right.
They do try to do that. I guess it's a good, if you were a bartender or some sort of a club promoter, it would be a really good marketing ploy to get on, join one of these websites and do that, because I don't think you're paying for the advertising just by messaging these people. I've never been to one of these group meetups, so I can't
It's getting too complicated, man. You just got to go out there and just be yourself and meet someone the old-fashioned way.
I can't get a date. I only have 3 profiles. I got to get my profiles up. Right. I got to get 10 profiles.
Well, even when you're, say I go to the bar and I'm like waiting for my girlfriend to come meet up with me, which would be, I feel like, a perfect setup for somebody to come up and talk to me, right?
Sure.
But I would probably be on my phone, right? Everybody else around me is on their
phone.
They're looking at their Tinder.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
Plus, guys are terrified to walk up to girls.
That's where the online comes in, is that you wouldn't believe the things they're not afraid to say online.
Right.
You're right about that.
Because they can hide behind that screen. Yeah. That's the thing.
The new thing is, obviously, we've all taken Ubers. Now there's.
I have never taken an Uber.
You've never taken an Uber?
Oh.
No, I have not.
Wow.
Have you taken an Uber?
I also
haven't had a drink in 10 years, so that's probably why.
That's a good point. There is a thing that Uber has incorporated now into their game plan called the Uber Pool, which essentially is you get an Uber, and whoever's on the way to your destination called an Uber can join your Uber ride.
Yeah.
And the last Uber driver I had recently was telling me that she had two singles kind of exchange numbers in the Uber pool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
loving the Uber.
So Uber is going to be a dating mechanism now, huh? They should be able to have like Uber dating rides, date rides. Like,
you know what? You're on to something.
I think you just hit something.
You are on to something. Mr. Zuckerberg,
market it.
Market it. I wanted to write a screenplay years ago about this called Uber Love, and it was all about...
years ago? Uber's only been out for like 2 years,
Uber's
right?
been out for a long time.
3 years, maybe.
Right? I can't stand Uber.
The word Uber's been around for a very long time.
I've noticed that, like, when I'm in traffic now, I'm always behind an Uber guy who doesn't know where he's going. He's got the U on the back of his car.
Yeah, they never even they just changed their logo. It looks like something out of RoboCop. What was the company that made the cyborg and RoboCop?
Oh man,
I don't know either.
I know
man.
It. I know it.
It's like Inacorp or something like that. I don't know.
It's not Inatech.
It's not Inatech. That's from Office Space.
No. That, yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds like time for let's do another song here. I think I'll keep it going with the Smiths and another. Sort of instrumental that they did. This one is called The Dre's Train.
How'd you get on the Smiths kick?
You know what? I saw Morrissey crying about something recently. and
usually
I,
he's crying in all his songs, though, isn't he?
No, I don't know. But I remembered how much I like Johnny Marr. He plays with Modest Mouse, a couple other groups, and I got been on a kick with him. And that led me down this train. I got a Spotify account recently.
Yeah.
They got the, I actually paid for it, and I've been becoming a music nerd, just jumping into all the stuff that I didn't want to pay for a number of years.
Okay.
I don't know. Here's The Dre's Train by the Smiths. We'll be right back.
Fish Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJules. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage. Sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oaklawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yes.
You're coming with me.
You're coming on a date with me.
Yes. In an Uber.
In an Uber.
Robo-Uber.
Robo-Uber. Yeah, that's the theme, RoboCop. Catherine Morley is our guest tonight. That was a whole segue into the fact that I've discovered, and I encourage all of our listeners to go out there and check out the new Uber app. It's not Uber. Uh-huh. It's not, check out that new Uber app. I sound like grandma. Yeah. But the new Uber has redesigned their logo, and the first thing that sort of it reminded me of is the logo of OCP.
Yep. Omnicorp something something.
Yes, from RoboCop.
The villainous company.
Ronnie Cox's company.
Yeah.
Dick, you're fired!
OCP. The greatest movie of all time.
One of the greatest movies ever. The fact that we were, Clay, I think we were about... Oof.
It was 87.
So it was 87.
7 years old.
We were 9 years old, probably, and we had seen RoboCop. That's frightening.
That's very frightening.
So we worry about our generation being exposed to a lot of violence. RoboCop is probably one of the most violent.
Violence, drugs, you name it.
Yeah.
All over.
And our parents were like, it's the 80s. It's okay. So
we turned out all right.
It's Miguel Ferrer. It's George Clooney's cousin.
Yeah. Okay. So how bad can it be?
We still have Catherine here on the program. And, you know, as far as like these dating sites. Now, to do your research on them, you obviously had to join them and pay the fee, right?
I did not pay any fees.
Oh, you did not pay any fees?
No, I only did the... I mean, they're not paying me to do this.
Oh, you're right. it can get... depending, I think, on the package that you're looking for. Now, I think it's... There's different ways, but, you know, it's like who you can see who viewed you, and you can see if they want to meet you, and you can see... There's all different features that these online... dating apps, I guess you'd call it a dating website or an app, because I think people use them more on their phones now than they actually are sitting at home going on their computers.
It's a business.
It really is. It's
unbelievable. They just want your money. They don't care if you're happy or not.
You can see, you know, it's like
you think that old guy in the Match commercials cares whether you get married or not?
No. What's that guy's name? That's going to kill me.
He looks
like,
or he
looks
a
little bit like eHarmony guy.
Yeah, eHarmony. He's probably got a 40,000 square foot house. He doesn't care anything about anything that goes on there.
Yeah. He looks like Orville Redenbacher a little bit.
He does. He's obnoxious.
I want you to be happy. Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, thanks,
with
buddy.
With a bowl of popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. I accidentally started this site.
Are you
going to
give me a butterscotch too, or something? You know,
Catherine. One of the questions that people always ask is like, "What's your ideal date? Like, what is it?"
A canoe ride.
Yeah, fair enough. RoboCop.
I don't know. Just normal stuff: drinks, dinner. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, don't ever do
nothing. Yeah, nothing crazy. Like, I don't want to be at a concert stuck with you for. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
They say to like go for coffee first. I don't know. Dinner is fine.
See, yeah.
What was your first date with your wife?
I was just going to get to that. I met my wife tending bar, obviously, and she lied about her age.
Sweet.
Yep. Yeah, I had kind of a Jerry Lee Lewis thing going on there for about a month or two.
Until
she fussed up. 21.
It wasn't like I met her and was like, hey, let's go out on a bunch of dates. I guess like the entire dating scene now is like, hey, want to go out and get drunk on Friday again?
Right.
Or go out on Saturday night and get drunk. I mean, like, nobody really, I mean, as you get older in your 20s, I guess that dissipates a little bit. But the younger generation is like, there's nobody dating in high school anymore, really, or college that I'm aware of. And I don't remember it going on when I was in high school either. It's not like the, you know.
It's hookup.
It's not the Michael Jackson Thriller video where you got Ola Ray and you go out and see a scary movie or something. That's her name, Ola Ray, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Making sure. But yeah, traditionally there was no dating when I was growing up. Like nobody really dated unless they were like going steady.
Yeah, I don't think there was a lot of that when I was really growing up either. But
and now there's Netflix and chills, right?
I guess
isn't that a thing? Netflix and chill.
That's a thing I've seen on the interwebs.
You just sounded like you were 80 years old.
No, I actually
Netflix and chill.
I have seen that.
It is a thing.
It is a thing. I've seen it on the. You know, it's like I loved. You know, doing the Netflix and chill. I've seen that, like interests,
yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
I'm not a club person anymore. I'm not a bar person. I'm very much into a
that's
quiet
like
night
the,
home.
That's
Netflix
the Bieber way of saying movie and do
but
nothing.
That's yeah. just
Make
like
out.
Getting drunk yeah. at home and hooking up.
I guess.
Isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I think
yeah.
that's what that means.
Some people do that by themselves.
yeah. This is true.
It's just don't overcomplicate it is my advice to everybody.
Now, Clay, when you started dating your wife, you were no longer a drinker.
Correct.
That's hard to do in your 20s, right?
Not really.
Even in your 30s.
Yeah.
So we were like, our first date was like we met at a restaurant and we were meeting for the first time. So mm-hmm. it was like a blind date, basically.
And you were like, hey, you like lasagna? Me too.
Yeah, exactly. You like food? Me too. And so you don't like dogs? Me either. Let's get married.
You like pit bull? Yeah. Mr. International.
I was wearing a pit bull t-shirt, so she knew I was serious right off the bat.
Yeah.
In a dog collar. And but the first restaurant we went to was like jam-packed. So we were like, oh, I don't want to wait an hour. That makes it more awkward. So we actually went to Karen's, which is a vegetarian restaurant on, I believe, Franklin and something.
Yeah.
And it was weird because like we both love like Chinese beef and steaks and all that. And we're sitting in a vegetarian place. And that was like made us laugh. So
that's
it started off. It was. And then from there, you know, we basically started dating. We were married for, you know, 4 or 5 months later, it seems
were you
like.
Really?
No, but we were engaged.
Yeah,
you know, pretty soon.
Catherine, longest relationship you've ever been in?
Boy, that's kind of a personal question.
It's an uber deep.
I don't know. Probably less than a year.
Yeah.
Nothing serious. It's like you know.
That's all
you
need.
Or
you
don't. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. There's no use.
See, I made the mistake of having a serious girlfriend all through high school, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't really get to mingle,
play the field
mingle
a little
and that
bit.
Sort of
yeah.
stuff. I was like a married person in high school, like, you know, with like adult problems. Like, my wife didn't call me or my girlfriend didn't call me back this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm all hot and bothered about it.
I think that a lot of people put.
You can't rush into it.
Well, I think a lot of people put a lot of pressure on the idea of the relationship, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think that's why we're at a point with the online, where they've, you know, gotten to the online dating because. It's so, I guess, because with this whole idea that of the hookup, shall we say, or the idea of all this premarital sex going on.
Oh boy.
Pitbull?
I mean, let's just get the cat out of the bag here. I mean, so I think that when people are thinking about the idea of dating multiple people,
Yeah.
Is like, ooh, you have to be exclusive with one person.
That was one thing. I remember Dad always saying that. Hey, you're not married. You're allowed to go out with, you can have six girlfriends. Which I always thought was kind of.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Well, not so to speak, but it falls on, you know. And,
it's, I mean, six different women yelling at you.
Well, I think that women are allowed, you're allowed to go out on, you know, to casually date. And I don't know if that's actually done anymore. I think that everyone looks.
No, it's like
at,
if you're dating, well, that's you're going
what makes,
steady.
That's what makes it weird with, like, Tinder. It's like you can go on to dinner with a girl, but she's probably going to dinner with, like, four other guys that week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, what am I doing here? I'm just another. Right. I'm just another sucker.
I'm a statistic.
Right.
You know. I guess that's how some people view it. It's. I guess it. You know. I think it probably works in both ways. It could be considered an advantage for some people who are into that kind of communication, and then to other people, it's an absolute disadvantage because it's like, well, I would really like to go meet and have the opportunity to date six different people in a 3-month period and be able to see all those people more than once without having to be completely exclusive with them.
Move to Utah, you can marry all six. If
well,
you want.
What I'm saying is that I think that everybody they're putting so much pressure on the idea of the sexual relationship rather than the actual human relationship of just two people communicating and getting to know each other.
Right, yeah, no one wants that.
Apparently millennials don't.
Right. Now, define millennial for us, just to be clear.
It is people born between, I think, 1980 and 2000.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So
like 16 to 36.
Our generation.
I thought we were
like
Gen
that.
X. I didn't know where the cutoff
is.
I think
I
they changed
too.
It.
Okay.
Oh,
know.
Did they change it?
Okay. I don't know.
Anybody born post-RoboCop? Millennial.
Yeah.
Pre-RoboCop.
That's how the
Gen X.
That's how it should be.
Should be that way. Hey, the Dropkick Murphys are celebrating 20 years. They were at they were in town
wow.
last night at the Aragon Ballroom.
Really? That would have been a great show to go see.
It would have been. Catherine Morley, I want to thank you for being our guest tonight on the program. For our radio listeners, if you want to read more of Catherine Morley's column, it's called Herself, and it's in it's every month, right, in the Irish American News?
Just about every month.
Do you know wonderful.
What, do you know what the March feature is going to be about? Dating
female again. The Irish Rising, it's the 100-year anniversary of the great. Irish Rising, so the women of the rising.
Oh nice.
A little bit about Bernadette Devlin and those girls.
I'm gonna focus on Elizabeth O'Farrell.
Okay, cool. I'd like to read that.
Throw an O'Brien in there too if you can.
Yeah. I'll work on it.
Thank you,
Catherine Morley. I thank you once again. You can check out her column in the Irish American News every month. Thank you guys. Bill, I was going to close out the show here with a little Dropkick Murphys. Anything else? Any other fine words? I'm glad that you're feeling better. I like the new beard, perhaps. Are you going to take a Tinder pic with
I
the new beard?
I knew I was going to catch some stuff for the beard. Would you like me? I'm not even on Tinder. Would you like me to join Tinder for you and take a picture? And
mm-hmm. Take a beard picture.
Yes.
Beard picture with Tinder.
And then put it as your name, guy with beard.
Yeah.
Beard man.
Beard boy.
Beard boy?
Beard boy from Chicago.
Yeah.
Interest Doritos.
Bears.
Doritos. Orange
bears.
Soda.
Interest Bears.
Bears.
You get 1,000
There's
hits.
Already another app called Grindr for that. All right, Bill, I'm going to unplug you over here. I'm going to plug in right here.
Hey, coming up after this show, before we go into the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah.
You know, next episode, we did talk about our new sponsor, the deodorant.
Fresh Wave. It's not deodorant. Yeah.
It's not deodorant, but Fresh Wave.
Deodorizer.
And, scent. They want to talk about they're going to have a charity event coming up for the young man who passed away at Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame, a couple years ago.
Right.
Declan Sullivan. His dad happens to be associated with the company Wave.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a guest here on this show.
We're excited to have him.
Yeah, but that's not going to be until April.
Yeah.
But we wanted to get that out of the bag, and when I have more information on that fundraiser, we'll be promoting it. Absolutely. Also, don't forget to tune in next right after this show. We have The Crack with Cooney and Keene, which is always taped Thursday nights at 7 o'clock at the Irish American Heritage Center. Tune in to listen to some great music in the session. Stick around for the session afterwards. That's with Gene Cooney and Kathleen Keene.
Yep.
I also want to throw out some condolences to obviously the Lattner family. You know, with the Irish American community, lost a legend in Johnny Lattner this week. I'll forever remember him as when he walked in the room, there was just an awe and a presence around him that I was like, you know, you felt like you were in the presence of greatness. And after knowing him as a young man, I was. And I'm happy to say that I knew him. Also, I want to throw my condolences out to the Vizzoni family from Oak Park. They lost their son, Pat Vizzoni. His brother, Nick, is just a year older than being a close friend of mine. Patrick, 38 years old. Mm-hmm. A father, a son, a brother.
Great guy.
A great guy. Was a college athlete at Ball State, a all-state tennis player at Oak Park High School. Just a tragic ending to a wonderful life. Gone way too soon. There, if you go online, you can look at some crowdfunding on Facebook. Try to look up the Vizzoni, you know, the Patrick Vizzoni fund. I think it's they're putting together a scholarship fund for. He leaves behind three young kids.
Right, he had a heart attack.
So say a prayer for the Vizzoni family from Oak Park. Remember to tune in to The Crack with Cooney and Keene following this show. And I don't know. I mean, I thought we had time for the Dropkick Murphys, but...
No, we ran out of time.
Oh, sorry, man.
That's all right. This show is sponsored by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Look forward to seeing you all next week. Until next week, see you later.